This is St. Louis Public Radio. St. Louis is unusual among American cities in having so many streets and places with French names. As part of our ongoing coverage of the city's 250th anniversary, Joseph Leahy tells us how residents have developed some unusual ways of pronouncing them as well.
Pas le nom des rues de Saint-Louis à la française.
Isabel Heidbreder leads a French class at Alliance Française in University City. She's from Toulouse, France, and says she loves St. Louis's deep ties to her home country, but often has a hard time with how locals pronounce street names and places here.
I still pronounce them the French way because to me it makes more sense. So, you know, when I say, I go to a place at the corner of Gravois and Jefferson, people look at me and go, oh? And so I go, oh, Gravois and Jefferson. And then they go, ah.
With an informal street survey, it's not hard to hear the difference. St. Louis native Bill Garvin, for instance, says he'd have a hard time understanding the names pronounced in any other way than he grew up with.
Well, if you want me to give you directions, you'd have to say it the right way. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a clue. Huh?
Like the hell?
Would you know where Debalvier is?
Devolver? That's out at Forest Park.
And Kelly Flatt from the Metro East says even modern technology doesn't offer much help when it comes to pronunciations.
Have you listened to the GPS say the names of the street?
Oh.
Grivois. Or, you know, some of the names. We used to live in Soulard, my husband and I. We lived in Soulard for 7 years. Lafayette, you know, so she actually has a little bit of an accent. So.
Indeed, a number of GPS navigators struggle with St. Louis's streets.
Turn right onto De Bolivier Avenue.
Turn right, Highway 30. Gravois Avenue.
In a quarter mile, turn left onto Chouteau Avenue.
Bob Moore is a historian at the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial. He says even early French speakers in St. Louis had their own way of saying names.
We know today that the way that the people spoke, their inflections and accents in early St. Louis, was very different from Parisian French.
Moore explains that early French settlers in St. Louis, because they were isolated from other areas of New France, developed their own dialect. That dialect is sometimes called Pawpaw French and can still be heard in the language and music of nearby communities like Old Mines in St. Genevieve. And while the dialect hung on in such areas, St. Louis saw waves of newcomers who brought with them other languages. Moore says by the mid-19th century, most of the French had been marginalized by American Anglos and German and Irish immigrants.
And so by about 1850, over half the city really was composed of people that were not born in the United States.
Moore says around this time, city leaders decided to name certain streets in honor of St. Louis's founders as a way to educate the newer populations. Since then, the names have transformed into the way we hear them today. But according to Moore, some names have stayed true to St. Louis's original inhabitants. Chouteau, for instance, which a traditional French speaker like Madame Heidbreder would pronounce,
Chouteau,
was likely pronounced in colonial St. Louis the way we still hear it today. Moore explains that writers spelled names phonetically back then, pointing to the letters of George Rogers Clark, which referenced the city's famous founding family.
He wrote their name phonetically, and he spelled it S-H-O-T-O. Chouteau, just the way St. Louisans pronounce it today.
So much has changed in the 250 years since French explorers landed near what's now downtown St. Louis. At least some things still remain the same. I'm Joseph Leahy, St. Louis Public Radio.